This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Amanda Joy Rogers, Defendant Appellant, decided May 30th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. 1, in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent, VPOL No, SD38552, Amanda Joy Rogers, filed May 30th, 2025. Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Polk County. Honorable Michael O. Hendrickson reversed Amanda. Joy Rogers, defendant, appeals her conviction of unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, see Section 571.070, after a Polk County jury found her guilty. 1. Because defendant's claim that her conviction was not supported by sufficient evidence has merit, we reverse the conviction and direct the Circuit Court to enter a judgment of acquittal. 1. Unless otherwise noted, all statutory citations are to Arsmo Cum. Sup. 2020. Defendant was originally also charged with drug possession, but that count was subsequently dismissed by the state and is not at issue in this appeal. 2. Governing law. The elements of unlawful possession of a firearm are that a defendant knowingly had a firearm in her possession and had previously been convicted of a felony. Section 571.070.11. Possession, in the law, means having actual or constructive possession of an object with knowledge of its presence. A person has actual possession if such person has the object on his or her person or within easy reach and convenient control. A person has constructive possession if such person has the power and the intention at a given time to exercise dominion or control over the object, either directly or through another person or persons. Possession may also be sole or joint. If one person alone has possession of an object, possession is sole. If two or more persons share possession of an object, possession is joint. Section 556 and 6138, emphasis added. Thus, possession of a prohibited item involves two elements. 1. Conscious and intentional possession, either actual or constructive, and 2. An awareness of the presence and nature of the object being possessed. State v. Greer, 674, SW3D, 827, 831, Mo, App, and SD, 2023. State v. Bilski, 645, SW3D, 7017, 717, Mo, App, SD, 2022. Here, there is no dispute that defendant had previously been convicted of a felony, and the gun at issue met the definition of a firearm. See Section 571.010.8, RSMO, 2016. The only contested element at issue in this appeal is whether defendant was in actual or constructive possession of the firearm. The evidence viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict, to the evidence at trial, was as follows. In May 2023, Leslie Best, informant, contacted the Missouri State Highway Patrol, MSHP, to inform them that he believed he may have purchased a stolen gun from Brandon Maggard, seller, a man he did not know. Informant reported that he too see Greer, 674, SW3D at 830. 3 grew concerned after the transaction when seller told informant that seller was a felon and on probation. Informant also told MSHP that seller was returning that evening to sell informant another gun. 2 troopers waited nearby for seller to return, but when seller did not arrive at the appointed time, the troopers departed. After the troopers left, seller, riding in the passenger seat of a black SUV, finally arrived and told informant that he was late in coming because he couldn't get a ride and was trying to get one. Defendant was driving the SUV. When defendant and seller arrived, defendant exited the vehicle and sat in a chair behind the SUV, where she engaged in conversation with informant's friend. Seller stayed in the passenger seat, and informant leaned in the window to talk to seller. Seller then pulled the gun out from under the passenger seat to show it to informant. The gun at issue was a .410.45 pistol, which informant said he liked because it was rare. Informant asked seller for proof that he was the owner of the gun, but seller was not able to provide it. Defendant did not hold the gun or talk to informant about the price of the gun, and she remained in her chair behind the SUV during the exchange between seller and informant. When informant told seller he could not buy the gun, seller put the gun back under the passenger seat. Defendant then got into the driver's seat and they drove away. After they left, informant contacted MSHP and gave a description of the vehicle, its occupants, and where he believed the gun would be located in the vehicle. A MSHP trooper, Allison Enderla, Trooper Enderl, saw a vehicle and occupants that matched informant's description, traveling SELS